Another possible angle on historical data is looking into the stories of our own families. And Ben, you've been doing that.
I have been. I've been looking into the data that's available around the death of my great uncle, who died in 1941, age 21, coming back from a bombing raid on Bremen in Germany. What I'm interested in, I think it was a really ordinary tale, and I wanted to kind of put that in context with the tales of other people around the same time, and work out whether my uncle was typical of the young the young kids who were dying at that stage. So what I did is I went to the Commonwealth War Graves Commission site, and I scraped up with a couple of programs to get all the RAF Air Force casualties from 1941 and put those in a database, so then I can sort of look at my uncle's death in context. And there's lots of kind of interesting facts that come out. For example, he was 21 when he died. The median age was 23 years old, which is incredibly young, I think.
Yeah.
And of the 12,500 Air Force casualties in 1941, about 2,700 were younger than him, which to my mind is just incredible. These young boys being sent off in this way. Other data, most of the people dying were sergeants or lower in rank, which is 12 or 18 months service. If you look at the kind of casualties by day, there were a couple of days in which there were a huge number of casualties, probably significant raids or whatever, but most of the time it was a kind of slow kind of attrition. And on the day David died, 40 other people died, 40 other people in the Air Force died, and that's pretty typical. So this is kind of just trying to put his death a little bit in context, given the data that you can find out there.
Well, it's kind of putting an emotional spin on what we do with data, because there's obviously the kind of the sense of family context and belonging and your attachment to a chunk of history that we look at, and the raw numbers are often impossible to process. You know, X million people died, you know, in X thousand raids, and it's, we think, well, we don't know what that means. We don't have any context for that at all. And when you look at an individual and say, okay, that was someone who's a relative of mine, we share DNA, this is his story, and these are the different ways I can look at that, these are the different ways I can understand his place within that huge data set, that actually we get the interestingness that all of these projects have, but we also have a personalization and an emotional kind of entry point into a story of global significance. It's fabulous. I mean, really quite amazing, and I guess it's the kind of thing that once it's finished, people will be able to put in the names of their relatives and find similar data.
Yeah, I think so. It's kind of affecting to have a database in which every row in the database is somebody's death.
Yeah.
So you've got to be. I wrote this as a website, so you could do just that, but I kind of backed away from that because it's one thing doing it to someone that I'm connected with, kind of someone in my family. It's another thing saying, and everyone now is just is a web page with this data linked. So I'm not really sure how to do that yet, but it's been really fascinating looking at it.
That's really interesting. I look forward to kind of keeping track of your own moral journey there and where that sits. Yeah, that's a really interesting question. Thank you.